Hey guys, welcome to the Kevin and Fred Show. My name is Kevin Kaufman. I'm your host, and I just want to say thank you for taking some time out to listen with us this week. Do me a favor, if you don't mind, before we get to today's guest, head on over to ratethispodcast.com. That is ratethispodcast.com/NLA. That stands for Next Level Agents. ratethispodcast.com/NLA and leave us a review, or just go to any podcast player that you prefer and look us up, the Kevin and Fred Show, and please leave us a review. That is the best way to support our efforts here in the show. All right, let's get to today's episode. All right, guys, we're back. Happy New Year.
2023.
What is going on?
Well, I think we should do a little bit of a look back on 2022.
Okay.
Perhaps some lessons learned. Maybe you could share anything that comes to mind from some of your favorite podcast episodes, or just things that stood with you, not necessarily your favorite episode, but something that carried with you throughout the year. And then perhaps maybe we do a little bit of a look forward. What's in store for 2023?
Yeah. Okay. Let's do that. Way to put me on the spot.
Yeah, no problem. So I was looking back the other day, but I went way back, not just to 2022, and I started watching Short Sale Power Hour. It was terrible, by the way. Like, yeah. I
shout out to Wes Jones for bringing that up.
Yeah, it was Wes Jones' fault.
At the Metrics Mastermind.
Definitely Wes's fault.
All right. I'm looking at I'm getting to 2022.
If you have no idea what we're talking about right now, do not go on Kevin Coffin's YouTube channel and do not search for Short Sale Power Hour. Thank you.
So here's some fun stuff. Like, yeah. First episode of 2022 was Phil Jones.
Mm.
So who wrote the book Exactly What to Say? And we talked about why he went against the traditional publishing, blah, blah, blah. But the book, Exactly What to Say, and kind of his work around that, and even the real estate version of that book, super impactful. And he's kind of a fun guy to talk to because he's pretty intelligent. He's obviously very well spoken. And he's just kind of a master at what he does. That was a great, that was a fun episode to record.
Well, I think, as you know, I don't read a lot of books except the ones that you tell me to read.
There's very few, because I know
true. I do read a lot of fiction. I just don't read a lot of anything else.
True.
But my two top books for 2022, hands down, would be Exactly What to Say and Die with Zero.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a book that literally found itself with a like folder on the desktop of my computer with like different notes and documents and printouts and things like that. And that was Die with Zero for me. But Phil Jones also had some very significant things impact me and my business and my life last year.
Yeah. Phil's book was great. So I don't want to diminish that, but along the same lines, I can't think of a book. I mean, I can think of like, let's put it this way. I'd put Die with Zero up there with like three or four other favorite books, or maybe more impactful books that I've read, might be the right word, where I have like in my notebook, I've got folders and folders in my notebook of like different things, like from the sections of the book, not to give it away if you haven't read it. And then of course we'll get to have Bill, the author of Die with Zero, on the podcast as well, much later in the year. And I agree, man, that was like, that was awesome.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, looking back at 2022, Bill Perkins probably said the most outlandish thing on the Kevin and Fred Show. I'll let you go listen to it and find it yourself.
He actually did. He somehow managed.
But that was like the most outlandish thing anybody's ever said on the podcast. And you and I are on here sometimes, so that's like, it's hard to top that.
Considering some of the stuff that you and I say, it is pretty outlandish to think that Bill Perkins, a published author, a very high selling published author, and very successful guy outside of that, actually said the most outlandish thing that anybody's probably ever said on this podcast. Hmm. It's pretty amazing. But yeah, that book was, it was impactful, and he was a great guest, and that was a fun podcast. That was a fun episode.
I'm putting you on the spot right now, but what was your most enjoyable interview? And when I say that, I don't mean like the person you're closest to or the most fun you had, but which interview was like maybe the easiest, or just like it flowed? Like sometimes you get in a podcast interview groove, if you know what I mean. Which one's, you know, stands out to you?
So one, I don't know if this is recency bias because I did it more recent, or if this was the truth. I'll scroll back through the episodes from the year though in a minute and verify it. But what comes to mind first is David Queen. Mm-hmm. Because I know him so well. So it was a very fluid conversation. And as you know, with David, he's really, while he's a soft spoken guy, he's also an open book. And so when you know him, like I know him, it's, you could just ask him questions and he just like opened up, dude, and just shared so much. I actually got more direct personal feedback, like via text or instant messenger on his episode than I do on most episodes. And I've had some, you know, like we just talked about Phil Jones and Bill Perkins, two best-selling authors. Like I had them both on the podcast this year too. I got more feedback about David Queen than I did either one of them.
Mm.
So I would say probably David Queen. I'm going to scroll back through a few to see if there's any other, how did you describe it? Easy,
easy flowing, enjoyable, maybe the word, like, you know, just anyway, let's see who earned a second, episode, like who just knocked it out of the park that you had to bring him back for more besides me. Of course, I know we did a team partnership, two part episode earlier this year.
So actually a few, Andrew Franklin came back for a second episode this year. That was cool. Both Dave Zajinski and Chris Bowers were repeat multiple times just in this year alone. Guest Chris Heller came back again for another time. Frank Klesitz was a repeat guest this year.
You've released Jay White's episode already.
And then Jay was like twice in 3 weeks or something like that, because we got into it. And then he said something towards the end of the podcast where I was like, dude, we have to stop that. Like, we can't record a 2-hour podcast. We got to stop. But it was so meaningful that we basically just circled back around and recorded a second podcast about the one subject that he sparked in the first episode, which I thought was super good. One, you know, you want to know what the most awkward podcast was this year?
Yes, please.
You know what it was. You were there. Jeremy Fuest and Matt Chick. I love you guys.
I forgot listening. About that one.
That was in March, dude.
Yeah, I was in the room and it was a train wreck watching the three of you talk to one another.
Dude,
but you know what's so awesome?
They were strong arming me into a conversation that I didn't want to have on. Like, they kept redirecting. I'm like, what are you guys doing? But then it's because we knew what they wanted. They actually wanted to talk about EXP. They just couldn't say it out loud at that point. I'm looking at the date. We published that March 14th. They moved over in May.
Yeah,
that short of a period of time.
It's unfortunate, but the best conversation that the three of you had was actually after we turned the mics off.
Yeah.
And we all started talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris Heller's was good too, because it's always easy for me to talk to Chris. Chris Suarez was pretty good too. Andrew Franklin was good because we didn't talk about real estate sales pretty much at all. We talked about all of his ancillary business and how he's crushed it with obviously title, but hard money and investing, and the way he's just been able to take his business and just tapping into his ecosystem of like a big sales team. And so that was actually a really fun episode too. I think I might have told you after I recorded that one, and that was back in June. It was so fun. If I go back, like my first episode with Andrew, understand that Andrew sells more houses in the next hour than you and I sold this month. He runs circles around us, but to hear him talk as he's developed as even more of a business person, it was such a fun conversation to see how polished he is these days. Like, he's just on top of being an amazing guy, he's just an amazing business person too.
Yeah, for sure. I love it. Well, let's see. Outside of the podcast, what were some of your highlights of 2022?
Outside of the podcast?
Yeah.
Reading Dive Zero.
Yeah.
Just because as weird as that sounds, like reading Dive Zero, like, forced me to think about so much in a different way than I ever had before, and sort of reposition a lot of things in my life. So probably that.
I think one thing that jumps out to me is last year we always do a lot of events, like attend or put on a lot of events, but we threw some really good masterminds last year. And when I say we threw, we hosted, we sponsored, we put on some really good masterminds last year, but there was a couple that I can just reflect back on being. The reason I think they stand out to me is like we either went much further in a relationship with somebody, or we were introduced to somebody that is now like kind of weird to even think about like, I'll just say our friends, Katie, we just met them literally like in the last 12 months or so or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. Like our friend Katie. Anyway. So there's just interesting things like that, that kind of come out. So that stands out to me. You and I just recently attended what I thought was an incredible 2-day mastermind. We were just attendees in the room.
Yeah.
Last month in December, Brian Gubernick, Ben Kinney put on a great 2-day mastermind in Scottsdale Metrics. And, dude, I mean, the caliber of people that they went out and got
that were in amazing. That
room was pretty impactful. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was.
That's a recency bias there, if I'm being honest. Not because the mastermind wasn't awesome, but it stands out to me as like that was one of the better masterminds I've ever been to.
It really was. We didn't talk about real estate sales at all those 2 days.
No, it was a wealth building, life enhancement, etc.
You know, I just thought of something from your previous question. You know who else was a great interview? Like easy, and to hear her stories, Megan Kincaid.
Yeah,
because she's such a fucking badass. Like with her experience at Investor Hub and the way she kind of, the way her and her business partner Steven had built that up, and then she walked away from it after she realized it wasn't, you know, where she wanted to be anymore. I thought that was awesome, and she was just so open about it. Like she was a really good interview.
Yeah. All right, let's get away from the podcast episodes last year. What everyone really wants to know, Kevin, is how many times did you go in your cold plunge in 2022 and then follow it with a trip to your sauna? That's what we really want to know. I mean, it seemed like 942 times, but what was the final count in 2022?
Well, I actually started in the sauna, Fred, and I can't believe you don't know this.
You go get hot first and then you cool off. Is that what you do?
It's not the thought of getting hot and cooling off. It's the thought process is it's harder to finish cold. Like it's mentally more challenging to stay cold than it is to stay hot, like in the morning. Now at night, you want to finish hot if you want to be able to go to sleep. Like I don't really cold plunge at night because I want to be able to go to sleep, but
you don't really. So like sometimes you do.
So I have cold plunge like after 4 or 5 in the afternoon, but rarely, like probably 5 times or less.
Okay.
Mostly it's almost always in the morning.
Okay.
Or early first half of the day by noon. I don't think anybody.
How cold's the water? I think everybody wants to know that too, Kevin. Exactly. How cold is the water?
If they want to know that, they can follow me on Instagram. It's 39 degrees.
39. Okay. That's cold.
You're such an idiot.
What? All right. I think. What there's some other things that some of us want to know, okay, that came out in 2022. How many pairs of shoes do you now own? Like you used to not wear that shoes at all.
That I wear?
No. How many pairs of shoes do you own?
I don't know how many I own. I have 20 pair that I wear that I like.
20 that you rotate through?
Yes. But then I have like old shoes I've had for years that I wear to like take the trash out. I have a pair. Okay. And then I have a pair of gym shoes.
Just one lonely pair of gym shoes?
Yeah, they got to be replaced. They're pretty old.
Okay.
And then I still have a few pair that I don't wear that I bought because when I was trying to find shoes that would be comfortable enough to wear, I bought like 4 different brands of shoes. And I didn't throw those away. I did donate, I think, 1 or 2 of those pair.
Have you started calculating your CPW by chance?
It's lower than yours.
Lower than mine? Okay.
See, you want to tell people what CPW is?
I want to see who reaches out and maybe asks us about that.
It's so ridiculous.
Just okay. Like I bought 1 pair of shoes for Andrew Franklin's wedding last year.
Oh, I wore a suit.
And I wore it once. And then the other night, you made me go to dinner at some place that I had to wear shoes. Like I previously was not admitted to this restaurant with my flip-flops on earlier this year. And then you and some other friends made me go back to the same building that I was embarrassed and ridiculed in for my footwear and made to feel less than, and I had to go back with shoes on.
Here's the best part.
So my CPW, my cost per wear, was brought down on Andrew Franklin's wedding pair of shoes. I got a second wear in them.
This is the best part. You give me shit for having bad service at restaurants. And I have been to Maple and Ash 3 times prior to last night. Last night, meaning when we recorded this, and had great experiences every time. Never had to wait. Great service, great food. We had a reservation last night and didn't get sat for almost an hour after the reservation.
Oh, it was only 53 minutes after the reservation, Kevin. But you did kind of say earlier this, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, you made the comment that perhaps it's not you, perhaps it's the combination of you and me. So if you want to go to dinner, take us out to dinner individually, would you?
Yeah.
Don't take us both out to dinner.
Apparently we're not good. You'll
have awful service. I don't know what it is about us. We're not mean to servers by any means. We're great tippers.
No.
We're just, apparently we just, I don't know, like the combination of the two of us doesn't play well in restaurants.
And Ben's there.
Probably all, like podcast episodes too. I don't know.
Ben's there all calm and everything.
That was just terrible.
I was like, why are you calm? Why are you not pissed off about this? She's like, well.
All right, last question we have, and then we'll look forward. How many Dodgers, Lakers, Raiders total hats do you own? Did you wear in 2022? More than the number of shoes?
No, it's about the same.
About the same?
It's just about the same.
Okay. All right, just have to get together. Okay, cool. These are the things that people want to know, man.
How many Dave Matthews Band concerts have you been to this year? Did you go to in 2020?
Oh, in 2022? Hold on, I got to do the math. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
6 times in 2022.
Uh-huh.
If you're a listener and you have not been to see your favorite band 6 times total, I would like for you to tell me via text, instant messenger. I mean, Facebook Messenger, instant messenger. Was this the
Voxer? We'd like, please send Kevin a Vox.
Yeah, please send me a Voxer. I want to know. All right, how many times total for Dave Matthews?
I don't know. Do you want to, you really want to know?
Yeah, I know. You've got to pull it up. You've got to have the running total.
Yeah, well, I do, but I got to go to one of my apps. I've got a couple different websites that show me that. If you really want to know, Kevin.
I do.
Show number 90 was on November 4th, the day before my birthday. Yeah, but that's over 23 years. To put that in perspective. 90
divided by 23?
I don't know. 4?
So you're above average in 2022.
Yeah.
For show going. Yeah. How many Travis Matthews shirts?
Starting 2023. Hold on. Let me finish the Dave Matthews Band. Okay. I'm starting 2023 out, though, with 4 concerts before the end of February. That's a record.
Jesus.
If you want to count Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds as part of the show.
Yes, it counts.
It counts. Okay. Like if Dave's on stage, that counts.
Yes.
Okay. Then 4. I didn't know he was coming to play a Super Bowl show.
Yeah, it's not your fault.
I mean, he showed up in my town. I'm going to the show.
It's not your fault. How many Travis Matthews shirts do you have? Did I say that right? Is it Matthew or Matthews?
It's Matthew singular.
Singular Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How many?
My son calls them EXP shirts, just so you know. He thinks the M equals EXP.
I like where his head's at.
Yeah. I don't know, like polos or just in general, how many Travis Matthews? I mean, north of 50, if we're talking t-shirts, polos, long sleeve shirts. It just makes it, you know how you just shop black? Like I just shop black shirts. I just shop Travis Matthews.
I'm just establishing some facts right now. That's all I'm doing.
But nobody. Yeah. I mean,
how many lights do you think, how many Christmas lights do you think you have up at your house right now? Not including your cul-de-sac.
Got to take those down, by the way. Including my cul-de-sac.
Now being as
I did decorate my cul-de-sac.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But just at your house.
Actual lights. I don't know. I mean, I probably have at least 12 to 15 like things that you have to put together.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, I don't know, you call them like Christmas yard decorations would be like the not blow up stuff. I don't like that. That stuff's cheap.
You have to like put together like,
yeah, you have to like put the things together. What do you think? I just like store them all in one
piece? How much is your December electricity bill?
Between my
higher, my how much like
car
how much
charging
percentage and, higher is it than say like November?
I don't know. Can I come back with that data later?
Yeah, I'd love to know.
It's going
to
be more
just, like, I don't know how much it costs to plug in Christmas lights, but at your level of Christmas lights,
less than a cold plunge in a sauna throughout the year for sure. But I don't know.
Not a chance.
Oh, for sure. You had to run separate electrical for your cold plunge and your sauna. No,
just for the sauna. Cold plunge just plugs into a regular outlet.
I wish somebody else was here right now just to laugh at how ridiculous our conversation is. Stupid. It's really stupid.
However, I'm just all I'm doing is establishing some facts here.
Okay. I hope Jeff Musser at least listens to the Travis Matthew. He sends me texts every once in a while. He owns Travis. Like two Travis Matthew things. And so he said, I'm wearing one of my two or three Travis Matthew shirts today.
Dave Z likes Travis Matthew.
No, he's moved on to the expensive whale.
Oh, that's right. That whale thing.
Yeah. What's that one called?
The expensive.
It's like whale. An East Coast thing. You got to be kind of East Coast preppy to wear it. I'm not East Coast preppy.
Dave is East Coast
preppy. And I'm not a golfer either, but at least I can wear Travis Matthew and you know, sort of feel like one.
Dave's refined.
Yeah, what is that brand? I went to Wrigley Field this year for a baseball game right before I went to a Dave Matthews Band concert, just speaking to bring of, this full circle.
Speaking of whales, I got a story.
And they had Wrigley Field shirts with the whale brand on them, but they were like $80 or something. I was like, it's a t-shirt.
Vineyard Vines.
Thank you. There it is.
Vineyard Vines. Speaking of whales, I hope I'm alive when this airs.
I almost went there earlier, but I was like, I will feel really bad if you're not.
Oh, is that what you were going to say?
Yeah, when we were talking about Die with Zero and how it's you've made different decisions, I was going to have you lead everybody through what you're doing after Christmas, and I was going to make some snarky comment about I hope you actually come back to record next week's podcast, but I don't actually know if you will. I mean, I hope you do, but you're kind of putting yourself at risk here, aren't you?
You have my permission to air this episode if I die between last week and this, the airing of this one.
I have a quick disclaimer. If Hartford Life Insurance is listening to this particular podcast episode, this is all in jest. And end of disclaimer.
And in theory and safe with licensed professionals.
It is Hartford Life Insurance that if you die, gives me a bunch of money, right?
They give it to my wife.
I guess they give it to your wife. That's true. And then it's just the Fred show.
Yeah. You get the podcast and a sales team. Good luck. So right after Christmas, I'm going to San Diego with a bunch of like 15 family members.
We're pretending that this already happened. 2022 is done.
All right. So last week I was in San Diego, La Jolla, to be specific, and went on a kayaking tour to see whale watching kayak tour. And this is a big division in my family. We have Team Fun and Team Snacks. Team Snacks is not leaving the sand. Team Fun is getting in a kayak and going to whale watch from a kayak in the ocean in the cold water. And so I decided
you are going to tell the story, right?
So I was like, people are like, what if you got eaten by a whale? Or I'm like, whatever. No one's going to do that. I knew full well, I've actually seen videos of like whale and kayaker incidents. So when I realized like, no, we're really going to do this. I go to YouTube and I just start typing in whale swallows kayaker. And I find all of these videos, like there's more than one of a whale literally swallowing somebody on a kayak. And they mostly always spit them out right away.
Mostly.
But I just always for whatever. So I start sending it.
Will you please wear a camera and live stream this?
Yeah. I actually thought about going to buy like a GoPro or a 360 or something.
Cool.
And so I don't know what it is, but I just found it to be so hilarious. And I just kept
saying, ever heard of the power of your thoughts? And
it's funny. You have permission to laugh at me.
It's funny watching other people get swallowed by whales. Oh, I will absolutely laugh at you. Like if I have to give a eulogy or even talk about you, I will absolutely laugh at you. And I will play probably this podcast episode for my justification for laughing at your death.
If you're listening to this post, I don't know how to say it.
I think it's humorous. I think, but I'm not sure. I'm humorous. I know that.
Well, you know what?
Watching whales eating folks is also fairly humorous.
You know what though? You know what that'd get me out of? Mount Everest. I'm not actually going to Mount Everest.
Oh, let's talk. Okay, but looking forward, Kevin, what are you looking forward to in 2023?
This is not that.
Well, tell us what you're not looking forward to. Let's start there.
So we went to the Metric Mastermind and they brought in a special guest, Colin O'Brady, wrote a book called The 12-Hour Walk. And that book is exactly about what you think it is. It's about, and it's, so that's torture enough. I'm not going to go any further into that. Check it out. Go buy the book. It's
I'm going to make one side comment. He didn't just write a book about a 12-hour walk. The guy has broken like multiple world records for doing amazing physical feats.
He's an adventure-seeking athlete. I don't know how to describe it. Like, and he's best in the world. He's broken so many quote-unquote impossible records. And so at the end of the book, there's a section of the book where he like briefly talks about this business he has called that he started with Jesse Itzler and some other guy. I think it's called like 92029 or something like that. Effectively, there's a guy that said, hey, I want to climb Mount Everest one day, but you know, I got a family, I got young kids and a wife, and I just don't find it. I don't think it's responsible for me to do that now, but I've always wanted to. So they come up with this idea of like, why don't we go to this mountain over here, you know, pick a mountain out. And if we did that 19 times, like if we went up and down 19 times, that would be the same distance as going to Everest. So anyways, this thing turns into this whole event business. It's all the backstory I'm going to give. Fast forward to December 14th, 2022. I get a text message from Brian Gubernick. It says, hey, it's got a link. And it says, you should sign up for this. It's going to sell out today. I just signed up. Come with me.
Wait, yet you have to pay for this thing? Not only do you have to risk your life on a mountaintop over 36 hours, but they charge you for it?
Yeah. So
isn't it like a public mountain?
It's a ski mountain, so you actually have to pay to be there, but close enough. So Brian Goomer, so he doesn't just rope me into it. His wife is roped into it. Jay White is out in North Carolina. And then Eric and Julie, who are in Las Vegas. Like, so he just sends this group text right as you sat down in here, sends me a picture of Squaw Peak Mountain. And it says the road to Everest starts today. So I just responded with hashtag couch to Everest, because that's my new hashtag for the year. So I got to somehow train to.
By the way, I only can find two or three people on Twitter anyhow that used your hashtag before you did. So congratulations. That's pretty
good.
It's pretty good. Couch to Everest.
So you know,
can I just comment for a quick moment and say that I was not invited on Couch to Everest, which I consider to be like the utmost compliment. So I just want to say thank you to Brian Gubernick here live on our podcast.
That's because way back in the day, you almost died in his gym.
Yeah, he almost killed me.
Yeah, he can't.
In his CrossFit gym, I literally almost died.
You did almost die. So did his brother almost died that day too. I'll never forget.
Yeah, I heard Jason Abrams one time almost died in that gym, and plenty of other, like there's a whole wall of us up there of folks that almost died in the CrossFit 480 gym.
CrossFit 480 left a wake of people at any rate.
Yeah, you know, like Jocko or whatever likes to like take pictures of his sweat on the ground. Like there's literally like, I think there's multiple like chalk outlines on the ground of CrossFit 480's former gym.
Guaranteed. So if you see me posting a lot of pictures from like a mountain this year, it's because I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to hike.
So
29,000 feet of elevation in 36. So you have 30. So at this event, you have 36 hours.
So you're not climbing Everest, to be clear. You're flying to Utah, and over 36 hours, you're going to simulate the distance from the bottom of Everest, essentially, to the top of Everest by walking up and down a mountaintop in Utah over 36 hours.
Yes. And so,
but thankfully, like you don't have to like be strapped in and tied down and cross.
Yeah.
Over
there's no rock like, to like fall rocks, over. Like, okay. It's just like hiking a mountain.
This is like the mid 40-year-old hike.
We are the demographic.
Sorry, Brian. I don't know that you're mid 40s.
He is. He turned 44.
I forgot. Yeah.
While we were at dinner, because it took so long.
He finally caught up to you.
Yeah. He did. So he's officially mid 40s also. And we are absolutely the target demographic for this company. I've never felt so marginalized in my life.
All right. So that is what you're not looking forward to in 2023. This is going to sound like a tease, but I want to actually talk about this on a future podcast episode.
Okay.
For any of our team members that hear this, I love all of you. And if I'm being very honest, when you own and run a real estate team for 15 years, your love of your business goes in and out with time. Is that a fair statement? Can I say that?
That is fair.
Okay. That doesn't have anything to do with the people. That has to do with just like when you're in something for a long time, and you and I are celebrating 15 years of working together here next month, February of 2023.
Yes.
And so in that time, like you have moments where you're like pumped up about your business and excited. And you have other moments where you're like, maybe feel a little directionless or feel like you could be doing more, doing better, whatever it may be.
Yes.
I'm really excited for our real estate sales team in 2023. And I haven't said that in a couple of years.
I agree. So am I.
I don't love our team members any more, any less than I did last year. I'm really excited for some things that we're doing, and I'll just leave it at that. Hopefully you'll allow us to come on here and share more of some of the shifts we're making in our real estate team.
Yeah. Big stuff coming up. I think what is safe to say today is the market's changed so much. We're in for a tougher market for a while. And it's going to require different things to be successful than what's been required the last few years. And I know for one, that's exciting for the two of us. And I think also, you and I obviously have some news to share soon. And so that'll be other reasons why we're excited.
Yeah. I'm also looking forward, coming up in like, I don't know, less than 30 days. You and I have a mastermind here in Scottsdale, Arizona, February 2nd. Why am I looking forward to that one? We're taking a different direction with our masterminds this year. We've got like a couple of them we're doing here in Phoenix. And if you're somebody that's ever been to one of those, maybe you want to reach out to us and think about coming back. If you've never been to one, maybe you want to reach out to us and ask what it takes to apply/qualify. We don't actually like, this is the most promotion we've actually ever done. I'm not trying to really promote it. I was just talking about the fact that you and I have some cool, interesting stuff that we're doing at that mastermind.
Yep.
Taking a different approach to talking about not only real estate sales, but wealth building and just growth overall in life. So I'm excited about that, man. Should be good.
Yeah. Reach out. I'm not going to promise that you can be invited. It is invite only. We don't advertise this. But there's some good conversations and there's some really cool people. It's because we handpick them and purposely get a good mix of people. And, I'm excited for February too, cause it's going to be different.
Yeah.
Than what we've done.
What else are you looking forward to? I got a couple other things in mind, but
personal or business?
Well, I mean, if you're going to talk more about your cold plunge hats, shoe collection, then we don't want to talk about personal, but, sure. Personal or business.
I'm excited for travel personally. Like I'm definitely going to do a lot.
Where are you going this year that you've never been or that you're, what are you doing different this year?
Disneyland with the kids.
Thanks, Dive with Zero.
Yeah.
Took you freaking long enough to take your kids to Disneyland.
I'm not going to have that argument with you now. Hawaii in May. May/June. I guess I'm going to Utah in August to go climb quote unquote Mount Everest. Obviously do some beach time in the summer. Gonna find something to do the second half of the year though, or like the third, fourth quarter.
Yeah.
All right. What else am I looking forward to though? Work-wise. I mean, I'm excited for, about the team. I think we should maybe like, that should be its own episode where we talk about some of the changes, some of the growth opportunities that we've got. And
what probably can't be his own episode of is EXP Realty, or some people will turn us off, but I can at least talk about like, hopefully 1 minute you'll give me that.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm excited for some stuff we got going on EXP. Like, what is it next week? We've got 15 or 20 folks, half of them flying in from around the country for a little mastermind that you and I are doing with, some of our top EXP growers. Here's honestly why I'm really excited about EXP Realty this year. I think that the market being what it is, I think there's going to be a lot of leaders and a lot of brokerages that are exposed this year. And when I say that, what I mean is they're going to be exposed for their lack of ability to help people through tough times.
Yeah.
Their lack of maybe like just where they're at in their life. They don't want to put extra hard work in right now in this season. And so they may hang it up. They might sell. They might fold it up. There's some companies out there that I don't think are going to make it through the end of the year, not without massive restructuring, massive change in their economic model and or being bought or borrowing massive amounts of money.
More money.
And so I'm just kind of excited to see that play out. I feel you know, looking back a little bit, EXP just paid out their biggest quarterly dividend ever in the history of the company. You know, 4.5 years ago, the conversation was, is EXP profitable? Is it sustainable? And here we are 4.5 years later, and they've paid out, I think, like a year's worth, like every quarter for over a year now, dividends on their stock, because there's so much cash on hand that like the dividend payment got even bigger this time.
So then, yeah, they're increasing the dividend payment. They've also increased their stock buyback spend. Mm-hmm. So like last quarter, they spent $50 million going out into the public markets and buying back our own stock. And the reason why they do that is to protect the value for us agents who own the majority of it.
Yeah.
And so that way we also can control it and not dilute it. So we can continue to reward and award people with stock. As
yeah, that's ensure the longevity, if you will, of the stock awards and the icon awards and things of that nature. So, I mean, honestly, dude, I'm really excited. Like, I'm going to make some people mad, but I wouldn't want to be a franchise owner in 2023. I wouldn't want to be a real estate company that wasn't built on a virtual platform, that was trying new things or had raised a bunch of foreign money or whatever it may be. Like, that doesn't mean that I don't appreciate every brokerage, that I don't think there's good things about all of them, that I'm not grateful for my time at different brokerages, or I don't love the people at other brokerages. I'm just trying to say, man, I'm really feel proud and excited for EXP, the positioning that they're starting 2023 off with. That's got me excited.
Yeah, me too. And all that, it's going to be rough, I think, for all companies. Like transaction, like they're estimating transaction count to be down like a good 30%+ uh-huh. around the country,
uh-huh.
which just means byproduct of that, all real estate companies will make less money next year.
Yeah.
So
how do you offset that? If you were to look forward, like how do you offset a 30% reduction in transaction count?
I think the only way to do that is you have to go add more transactions, which means adding people. Like at the end of the day, this is a recruiting business. All real estate companies are recruiting companies. They're all of them recruit. Well, let me rephrase that. All of the ones that are still in business recruit. All of the ones that want to stay in business recruit.
Mm-hmm.
You have to stay in business in the real estate world. You know, I think the other way you do that is you maximize what you already have. You can obviously cut expenses. You can only cut expenses so far though, when you're trying to provide service. You know, like in our case, you know, EXP, you know, 85,000-86,000 agents, like you need a certain amount of staff to service those people.
Certainly.
Granted, our virtual model allows us to do that way more efficiently than like a brick and mortar franchise system, but it still does require quite a bit of outlay for it. I mean, I think you take advantage of what you have. You trim the fat, you recruit.
Yeah, and I didn't necessarily mean just specifically even around brokerages, but just knowing as an agent, as a team owner, knowing same. That transaction sides are down. It's probably why I'm reinvigorated about our real estate team, is because I think you and I got slapped real hard the last quarter of last year, recognizing like, yeah, we better turn up the growth mode. We better turn up the value offerings. We better do something different. We better shake some things up, offer some more, because like you're going to have to grow to continue to make the same amount of money or close the same amount of transactions you became accustomed to in the last few years.
Yeah. I mean, the answer is the same. Like, really it's recruit, trim the fat, recruit, inspect what you expect on activities, like making sure people are doing what they're supposed to be doing and selling some real estate.
In a weird way, I'm looking forward to all the unknowns that will come with 2023. Like, think back to 2022. I mean, we could obviously go all the way back to 2020, right? The unknown of COVID and stuff that showed up. But 2023, especially in the 2022 in the housing market, like, did you really expect that after the first quarter that 2022's housing market had, did you expect the brakes to get thrown on and the interest rates to do what they did in such a short amount of time? I don't remember talking to anybody in January and February that said, watch out, 60 days from now, interest rates are going to be 2 points higher or whatever, right? So there's always those unknowns. Like, I don't know what 2023's unknowns are, but in some weird way, I'm looking forward to them.
Yeah, it's the, it was the velocity of change that was the quote unquote scary part. It's not where we're at.
Correct.
Where we're at is it's where we're at. What it is. Homes still sell. It's the velocity of how, you know, how quickly it got different.
Yeah. Opportunity ahead. Maybe that's why I'm excited, because it's already more of a balanced market today. Like we're starting the year off in more of a balanced zone across most major metro markets. We're starting the year in higher interest rates. We're starting the year with people with less reserves. We're starting the year with agent count smaller than it was a month ago and 3 months ago. We're starting the year knowing transaction counts are predicted by most major economists to be down. And so like in the midst of like a bunch of what sounded like bad news, I in some weird way get really excited, because when things get harder, I tend to have some belief that you and I specifically in our business over 15 years will figure out the positioning. We'll figure out where to bring the value. We'll figure out how to stand out, how to survive and then thrive. And so I don't know. I didn't, in the beginning of 2022, I did not think we would have to behave like that. We did over the second half of 2022. We had to figure some different things out that we weren't expecting. But now I'm going into 2023 sort of knowing it's going to be harder. And in some weird old way, I'm excited about that.
Like that's better.
Just like when you and I used to teach short sales. Short sale power. Now I won't do that again. When we used to teach short sales, dude, remember the concept of like, we would literally plead with people for what seemed like a half an hour in our short sale classes to enjoy hearing the word no.
Yeah.
And people looked at us cross-eyed. Like I'll never forget like seeing like Adam Lee, if you'll ever hear this, like just seeing your face, some of the first few short sale classes you ever went to, you would give us the weirdest looks, like you freaking weirdos, like get off of this stuff. But it was, you know, like, and I told you recently, I went back and watched a short sale power hour video, right?
It's yeah,
like,
you did.
I won't use his name, but one of our friends was like, he's wearing a white shirt. It's like, what color is my shirt? And like, I kept trying to convince him on the video, like it was white. And he's like, no, it's not. It's like that weirdness of like what you expect. And like, it's not as simple and easy. Like there's going to be resistance you have to fight through. You're going to have to go around stuff. You're going to have to do some things differently this year. And so I don't know, in that uncertainty, I get way more excited than just knowing it's going to be a great, cool year and everybody's going to buy because interest rates are at 3%.
Yeah, it's the challenge. It's the fact that there's a challenge. There's actually a challenge now.
Yeah.
This
must be
challenge.
What sport. I mean, you and I like sports quite a bit. This must be what sports teams feel like when they go out and like, you know, like when you play the Pistons, right? Like the reason that you sometimes don't do well against the Pistons or the Rockets or whatever, right, is like you play down, quote unquote, to your competition. Right. And it's like, but if you're going, like there are regular season NBA games, cause you and I both like the NBA, that feel like playoff games because both teams know there's a message to be sent in the regular season to that other squad. Not that that game matters the most, but it has a more of a playoff feel to it because like those two teams have a history or those two teams think at some point they're going to cross paths. Like there's that feeling, whether it's just amongst the players and or people in the arena.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a little bit of that this year. There's a little bit of like, this is going to be hard. Like bring your A game.
Or like in football where most of the games are like that because there's so few of them.
Yeah.
And so like they are all mostly by and large way more intense than let's say like your average NBA game or your average baseball game.
Yeah.
There, you know, it almost feels like every game is a playoff game to an extent.
That's a good way of looking at that.
So it was a good analogy. I hate giving you credit for things.
Well, Goodell messed with the NFL a little bit because the regular season always hits a mundane point in the middle for me. And now he added an extra 17th game. So it's even more mundane. But then again, I watch the Cardinals, so I don't really watch him. I just turn it off. I watched a game a couple weeks ago. They were winning over the – who were they playing?
At the Rams?
Patriots. No, they were playing the Patriots a few weeks back, and they were winning at halftime. And
they had the lead in that game?
They had the lead in that game by over a touchdown. You know what I did? I turned it off at half and didn't even turn it back on, and then I went to bed the next morning. I woke up, and they'd lost by, like, two touchdowns or something.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. I didn't even realize that. I didn't pay that much attention.
Well, it didn't matter. It was kind of an irrelevant game. So.
That's true.
Anyhow. All right. Any closing thoughts? Anything else you're looking forward to this year? Who are you after? Who's going to be your number one guest this year, Kevin? Is there anybody you really want on the podcast? Maybe our listeners could help you lock down an incredible guest. Maybe they're like close buddy or friend with some.
Keith Cunningham.
You'd like to, okay.
So if anybody knows Keith Cunningham personally, I'd like to do that, I'd like to interview him.
The Road Less Stupid.
Yeah.
Really good book. If you never read that. That's the third book I've read in the last 2 years.
And I interviewed Bill Perkins. The two books I liked the most in the last year. I interviewed both authors as well.
Yeah. You know, I think you need to get Ben Kinney back on this podcast.
Yeah.
You're always re-airing stuff you've done with Ben Kinney.
Yeah.
Because he's so famous and you. He's just so sexy. I know you. One day you grow up, you want to look like Ben Kinney.
You know who would be good? You know, it'd be a good one to get Curtis Johnson.
Curtis who?
Curtis Johnson. He literally doesn't do podcasts.
Hold on, let me look that up. How do you spell Johnson? Is it like the European spelling, or is there an H in there?
Like the vaccine.
Oh, Johnson and Johnson.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Oh yeah, he'd be a good guest.
He would be.
You should consider him.
It's the other way around.
I got a challenge for you.
What?
I don't know if this would be a good idea or a bad idea. The individual is a great idea. I don't know how the podcast would go. You should get Glenn Neely on here.
Do you think he would do it?
I don't know. It'd be kind of fun though, wouldn't it? If he did.
Yeah.
He has such great one-liners.
Why don't you tell everyone who Glenn Neely is?
Glenn Neely is Kevin and my's longtime coach for well over 10 years now. And sometimes we have great coaching sessions.
12 years.
And sometimes we just talk about stocks and basketball and
cars.
EXP RevShare and cars. But dude, the wisdom in Glenn and his ability to break down complicated things and his ability to share data and trends and, you know, been there, done that. It's just incredible. It'd be kind of a fun one. I probably shouldn't brainstorm too much with you right now because I'm going to say somebody's name you don't want on here. But I knew Glenn was a safe one for the record. And I also knew getting Ben back on here was a safe one.
You're going to say one I don't want?
Well, I'm afraid I might. I'll say somebody who'll be like, I don't want to interview them, you know?
Are you afraid it's going to offend that person?
Perhaps. Okay, yeah, like if Curtis Johnson heard his name. If I had suggested Curtis Johnson and you had said no, that could have hurt his feelings.
No, let's be really clear. Curtis has turned me down multiple times.
You know, I actually put something in my calendar for him and I to do a podcast and he didn't accept it. I know.
He just ignored you. He just doesn't want to do our podcast and it's not good enough for him. I don't know why.
Yeah. You know, I think that people have better things and better places to go and things to do and people to see. I think we should just wish him well and see him back here next week. Maybe next week we could go more into some of the stuff we're doing on our team, or if not, we'll get there in 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
Yeah, let's do it next week.
Okay.
All right. That's it for, I guess, the first official episode of 2023.
Yeah. Happy New Year. Thanks for listening to The Fred Show. And rest in peace, Kevin Kaufman.
God, I really hope that turns out to not be true.
Hey, man, if you don't die on the water, it might happen in August. That's all I'm saying.
Jesus.
You're either going to die on a hill or get swallowed by a shark. I'm not sure which one.
I'll see you guys next week.
Did you enjoy today's podcast? Join the Kevin and Fred community, part of eXp Realty, and partner with us today. You'll get free access to live trainings 2 or more times a month, live events and in-person masterminds, digital downloads to help you run and scale your business, and much, much more. To learn more and join our community, visit kevinandfred.com/contact and contact us today. Not ready to join our community? No problem. Continue enjoying all this great content on our podcast for free.